Good afternoon. Since we concluded this close consultation on Ukraine at Lithuania's request, I would like to draw attention to the following points. Yesterday, during the open debate on conflict prevention, our colleague, a Russian colleague, started his statement by saying states have the main responsibility in conflict prevention. Any international assistance, including the framework of the UN, should be carried out with the consent of the host country and cannot be imposed. Sounds like a statement of this kind has been forgotten as soon as it was said. Within 12 hours, we have seen Russia doing exactly the opposite, blatantly ignoring the consent of a sovereign state, Ukraine. Everyone agrees that there is a need for humanitarian assistance for the IDPs in Ukraine. There are ongoing relief efforts in that regard, actively supported by the international community, including the United Nations, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the European Union, and individual bilateral donors. Ukrainian Red Cross Society has 43 first aid teams with a total of 617 members working on the ground. It is certainly giving the growing number of IDPs and the gravity of situation. These numbers may not be enough, but work is being done on the ground, and none of those involved, none of the donors, have demanded special exclusive conditions to deliver aid or had problems of access. On the other hand, we have information that militants refuse to accept humanitarian aid from Ukrainian hands, thus preventing people of eastern Ukraine of obtaining that aid. While humanitarian efforts need to be stepped up, and we welcome USG Amos' visit to Ukraine in this respect, humanitarian assistance should never be manipulated for political or military ends. It should not be accompanied by suspicious military movements along the borders of a sovereign country. Humanitarian support needs to be provided in accordance with international humanitarian law and in full respect of internationally accepted humanitarian principles of aid delivery. My government condemned the entry of Russian convoy into Ukraine without the consent of the Ukrainian authorities and without any involvement of the International Committee of the Red Cross as a blatant violation of international law. Such unilateral actions by the Russian Federation are counter to the previously reached agreements between the Russian Federation, Ukraine, and the ICRC. Inevitably, such disregard of international humanitarian principles raises serious questions about the true purposes of the convoy and its sender. Particularly because we've seen reports last week that some of the vehicles were empty, some carrying perhaps very small amounts. Explanations given were rather odd to this respect. In this connection, we have also to remember that have been repeated reports of transfer of large quantities of advanced weapons, including tanks, armored vehicles, personnel carriers, and artillery, reaching militant separatists in eastern Ukraine. Such weapons don't fall out of the blue skies, landing straight into the rebels' hands. They come from somewhere. No wonder that while Ukrainian forces keep destroying heavy weaponry owned by the separatists, the rebels seem to be ever better armed and continue to inflict serious damage on Ukrainian forces, including more helicopters shot down in the meantime. Such gunpoint aid, in our view, is a rather cynical way to mark the 150th anniversary of the first Geneva Convention. It is exactly the kind of politicization of humanitarian aid that most countries spoke against as dangerous and unacceptable in this week's briefing on the protection of civilians on World Humanitarian Day. Thank you.
Thanks, Ambassador. Earlier today, Ambassador Churkin had some sharp words for your mission, suggesting that it has been systematically undermining constructive initiatives by the Russian delegation on Ukraine. How would you respond to that?
Constructive initiatives are rather one-sided initiatives where the role of the illegal rebel groups, armed groups, is completely forgotten. And we have consistently proposed amendments to the texts with regards to the mention of the role of the separatist groups.
He said that your amendments involved dropping reference to Russia, including one of the European Union, and also dropping any reference to a ceasefire. Would you have a problem with the idea of a ceasefire for aid to be delivered? And is that an accurate description of your amendments?
One of the points, as I mentioned, is that humanitarian aid is being provided by a number of actors. If we understand that there is a need for increased humanitarian aid, we have to speak about the bulk, the mass of humanitarian aid, which people in that part of Ukraine are badly in need of. Therefore, really, you know, putting emphasis on one particular provider of aid while ignoring all of the aid which is and pledges that have been done in the meantime is not exactly a balanced way to approach the situation.
What about ceasefire?
There has been a ceasefire, as you know, announced by Russian President Poroshenko, which had been used by the rebels to regroup, rearm, and to cause more damage. A number of helicopters were shot down during that ceasefire, unilateral ceasefire of Ukraine. So as far as ceasefires go, I think it's something that has to be discussed. But first of all, if we talk about ceasefire, we have to have proof that it works. Ceasefire on the ground that was announced was violated by the rebels.
Ambassador, I wanted to ask you about reports, a comment, I think, by your foreign minister that honorary consul Lithuania and Eastern Ukraine was kidnapped and killed. Do you have any information on that?
All we know that our honorary consul in Luhansk, a local businessman, was kidnapped by local armed groups and was found dead.
Do you think that this was politically motivated?
We would very much like to see an investigation. Like any crime, this crime should be investigated and perpetrators brought to account. I would not speculate on the causes and reasons, but it comes at a very unfortunate time.
Thank you.
Thank you.